So again, v'chi yeshanim rubrais yeshanim watos. Ella means to say, nisrab akastav is worth more money now. When he goes to redeem himself, he goes b'osam and kesav miknosai. It's a cheaper price. How much he paid is originally. Nismayat kastav is now he's worth less. It's kifishanim v'godav is worth right now. So kitzel the psukim amashmi, you go to kula for the abed ivri. For the gemara still, v'yema, why don't I say, maybe the psukim mean like this. Heichid the yovet tarati, if he worked already 2 out of the 6 years. Opaishi abon 4 left over, leisav leyabor, then he has to pay for these 4 years left over, mikhesav mikhnosoy, according to how much he was worth when he was sold. But veichid the yovet abon, where he worked already 4 years, opaishi tarati, only 2 years left over, leisav leyatati kivishonov, maybe he'll have to pay the last 2 years according to what it's worth right now. That's what the psukim mean, not the kula, not the chumra. So Mura says, "Im came of Dalvi the Pshat, Nichter the Pesach should have said, Imoid Rabbi Shonim, if there are more years, my Bashonim, wasn't meant to say Bashonim, meant to say, Nisraba Kaspoi Mishonim, Nisraba, my Bashonim Nisraba, yes, my Bashonim means, Nisraba Kaspoi Bashonim Mikesa Miknosoi, that if he got worth more later on, then he has a right to redeem himself according to how much he was worth when he was sold. Nismayat Kastav Hashonim, if the years goes on, he gets worth less. Then Kifishonim will go after the way he's worth right now. So kids, so that's exactly the custom of these psukim that teach us, we go lakula for the Eved Ivri. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said in Echnami, that Shinu Rav Nachman Lahani Kroi Kisinai, Rav Nachman Dashni's psukim, very good, Mamash like Sinai. Then the Mishnah said, Lo Yimocha Baruch, if you want to be girl, you feel back, so you have no right to sell from far away to buy back the field right now. Or else to sell a bad field to get back a good field. So Minu Anemili, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanan, the apostle says like this, V'estigo Yodoy, when you receive money now, when you get money, you could redeem your field back that you sold your Steachuza. So Vidashin, Yoda means, Yad Atzmai, your own money you have to receive, you have to make. And with that you could redeem. But Shalai Yilaza, V'yigoy, you should not borrow money to redeem back your field. Then the Pasuk says, Umotza Mashmi, you found new money now. Prat Lamotza, excluding the money you had already from before. Meaning to say, Shalai Yimacha Barucha, V'yigoy V'korov. If you already owned before that faraway field, you should not go and sell it now to redeem it with, to redeem the field you sold, because you, that field you had already. The same thing, Baruch, if you had a bad field already from before, you should not sell it now, and with that money, the girl be offer to redeem back the good field that you sold. But the Pasuk says, Zumotza, mashma, the money that first comes into your hand right now, and not money your field that you have from before. Then the Pasuk says, Kidei gula, so you have to redeem the whole field. Means kadei gulahu goyil v'yengol achatzon, you can't redeem back, buy back half of your field. So Mora says, here's the question. Lememri, you want to tell me the motzo hash the mashma? The money you find means new money that comes to your hand right now. What comes now? Reminu, I have a question. It says loch if you kill somebody b'shegu that you have to go to golis. Or motzo if you threw a stone and hit him. Prat is excluding lamamtziyatzmoi. That if after you drop the stone, then that person put his head out, and your stone killed him, that you're potter. Because from this drosh, Amar Reb Leza, in Mishayotzev Mitachas Yolas, if someone's upstairs and threw a stone down, after the stone left his hands, now Hoitzi Allah, the guy in the bottom, put his head out the bottom window, as Rosh Shavu killed him, his head received that clap with the stone and died, potter, the top one is potter from Golis. Alma, what do we see when the Pasuk says, Motzo, midi diisi mikor mashma. In mashma only when you throw the stone if the head was there from before, and not if the stone comes now. So it's a steer here, or motzo means what was here from before. And Bayas was saying a motzo means something new money you get now. So it's a steer. Alma Rava says no. Hochem minyona de krov, hochem minyona de krov. Both psukim yatadashna according to the union of the psukim. Hoch over here by gula, dum yadisig yodai. Like money you receive in your hand, you get new money now to redeem with. Ma hisig yisos, like right now, you receive new money, the hashta means you get wealthy now. Af motzo, the Pasuk says that you had a field, af motzi, you find money, naimi dashim, it's something you find right now, and not something that you had before. Vocha, but by golis, dumi di yaras, like the forest. Maya, when you walk into the forest. That means the mills of the east, and mikor is something that was there before. The forest was there already. For Motzim, it says also, you find the person you're throwing kills him, is Milsav Yusim Mikor, means the guy's head was there before when you threw it, and not if you first let the stone fall out of the end, and then the guy put his head out. So therefore, each psukim is mashma differently according to the inyan of the psukim. Now the Mishnah says, if the Hegdish is not that way, you later redeem a sod that you were Makdish, even a Chatzoyim or Tabaro. We know, and immediately, how do we know? There's a Torah Rabbanon, there's an extra passage that says, V'imgrel yigrel, a double lashon. Mash, many type of a gula redemption you could do on a field that you are makdish. But Lamed comes to teach us, shelov yav right to borrow money, the girl, and redeem it. For girl lachatzon, you could also redeem back half of your field if you want. Omer Shimon Shimon says, my tam, what's the svar, how come I stay behegdish? You're allowed to redeem back halfway, and by stay, achuzi, you cannot redeem back halfway? Is there a fish? It's in the seventh spot as we find. The moiches saw the achuzah. If you sell your field, that's an achuzah to you. She offer koich. You have a good hand on it. She megiya yovel once yovel comes. For the niglon, you did not redeem it back. Because there was the bottom, it goes back to you anyway. Be yovel. Therefore, there's a svar who or koichoi. Therefore, the Torah was machmer upon you to say she in the love of a girl, you cannot borrow money to redeem. And since it's easy for you, it comes back to you in Yovel anyway, we want to make it hard for you now to redeem it. And therefore, V'yena Gerla Chatzon, you can't buy it back halfway either. Avo, but the loch of Makdish Steachuzah. If you Makdish, you Steachuzah. There the loch is, Hayo Shura Koch, you lose out. Shemiki, your Yovel becomes Yovel. For Lenigl, you did not redeem it back before Yovel. The loch is Yotzla Kahanim, goes out to the Kahanim. So by Makdish, we're more Machmer upon you. If so, the svar is here, Shimon holds, Yofa Koichoi. Therefore, since we're machmer one prat, we will make a in another prat to say, Shalovi, you're allowed to borrow money to go and redeem back the field. You pearl it from Hegdish. For girl of Chatzom, you could be pearl here for you also. The other one says, Tanachwa, the one price we learned, love of the girl of the girl of Chatzom. You are allowed to. Like she says, the Makdish Teachuza. You're allowed to borrow money and redeem it, or redeem it back halfway. But Tanya, another person says, no, ain't in love, you're not allowed to borrow money to redeem back, even back a Sunday you are Makdish. So a girl going to go to Chatzayim. Not like we just said before in Reb Shimon. And not like our Mishnah. So Mora says, Lekash, there's no stira. Harabonim or Reb Shimon and Echanami. Our Mishnah goes to do with this way, Rashi learns. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. Tidash is the time of the crow. Therefore, whenever the Torah is machmer upon you, it is for to say, in another way, we'll make all. So the Hegdish that will machmer after you lose it, therefore we'll make all the say it's easy for to redeem it back. But the Rabbanan swore is the opposite. That if we see the Torah was machmer upon you in one plot, that's a swore to say the Torah is machmer upon another plot also. So the Torah was machmer by Hegdish to say that if you machmer it and you do not redeem it back by Yovel, that you lose it. So then it's a swore to say that even before Yovel, if you want to redeem it, you cannot redeem it by Chatzoyim, or you cannot be lover. The svar, since the according to the Rabbanan, the svar is, since the Rabbanan were machmer one prat, the Torah was machmer one prat, who had in the Torah should be machmer the other prat also. Alright, we'll stop here.